Perhaps it was a giant, he mused, a bloated, aging star. The sky was deeper than a sunset sky, too. Intense crimson overhead, scarlet around that hulking sun, black beyond. But even around the sun, the stars shone. In fact, he realized, he could make out glimmering stars through the diffuse limb of the sun itself. Just to the right of the sun was a compact constellation that was hauntingly familiar. That W shape was surely Cassiopeia, one of the most easily recognizable star figures. But there was an extra star to the left of the pattern, turning the constellation into a crude zigzag. He took a step forward. The gravel crunched convincingly, and he could feel sharp stones beneath his feet, though he wondered if the pressure points on his soles matched what he saw on the ground. He walked the few paces to the water's edge. Ice glinted on the rocks, and there were miniature flows extending out into the water a meter or so. The water was flat, almost still, heaving with a soft, languid, slow motion. He bent and inspected a pebble. It was hard, black, heavily worn. Basalt? Underneath there was a glint of a crystalline deposit. Salt, perhaps. Some bright star behind him brought out yellow-white highlights on the stone, even casting a shadow. He straightened up and hurled the rock out over the water. It flew long but slow. Low gravity? Eventually hitting the water with a feeble splash. Fat ripples spread in languid circles around the impact point. Hiram was standing beside him. He was wearing a simple engineer's jumpsuit with the Boeing roundel on the back.
Figured out where you are yet?
It's a scene from a science fiction novel I once read, an end-of-the-world vision.
No,
Hiram said.
Not science fiction, not a game. This is real. At least the scenery is.
A warm cam view?
Yeah. With a lot of VR enhancement and interpolation so that the scene responds convincingly if you try to interact with it. For instance, when you picked up that stone.
I take it we are not in this solar system anymore. Could I breathe the air?
No. It's mostly carbon dioxide.
Hiram pointed to the rounded hills.
There's still some volcanism here.
But this is a small planet. I can see the way the horizon bends. And the gravity is low. That stone I threw. So why hasn't this small planet lost all its internal heat, like the moon? Ah, the star. He pointed to the glowing hull on the horizon. We must be close enough for the tides to keep the core of this little world molten, like Io orbiting Jupiter. In fact, that must mean the star isn't the giant I thought it was. It's a dwarf, and we're close to it, close enough for liquid water to persist. If that lake or sea over there is water.
Oh, yes, though I wouldn't recommend drinking it. Yes, we're on a small planet orbiting a red dwarf star. The year here is only about 9 of our days.
Is there life?
The scientists studying this place have found none, nor any relics from the past. A shame.
Hiram bent and picked up another basalt pebble. It cast two shadows on his palm, one gray and diffuse from the fat red star ahead of them, and another, fainter but sharper, from the light source behind them.
What light source?
David turned. There was a double star in the sky, brighter than any star or planet seen from Earth, yet still reduced to pinpricks of light by distance. The points of light hurt his eyes, and he lifted his hand to shield his face.
It's beautiful, he said.
He turned again and looked up at the constellation he had tentatively identified as Cassiopeia, that bright additional star tagged onto its end.
I know where we are.
The bright stars behind us are the Alpha Centauri binary pair, the nearest bright stars to our sun, some 4 light years away. About 4.3, I'm told.
And so, this must be a planet of Proxima Centauri. The nearest star of all. Somebody has run a worm cam as far as Proxima Centauri across 4 light years. It's incredible.
Well done. I told you you're out of touch. This is the cutting edge of worm cam technology, this power. Of course, the constellations aren't changed much. 4 light years is a small change on the interstellar scale.